October 16, 2017, in the rural area of Zimbabwe.
This man is my neighbor from my own village. A friend of mine witnessed this event, and she took this video and sent it to me a few weeks ago. What has this girl done to receive such a beating? This girl is only 17 years, and she's a wife to this man. On top of that, she is a mother of two children. She was found playing with her former classmates who were coming from school. And she's a mother of two. She's not allowed to play. This needs to be discussed right here, right now. It's all about child marriages in Zimbabwe. I was born in a family that tremendously lost a lot of children due to forced and early child marriages. My sister committed suicide the night she was forced to marry against her will when she was only 13 years. And my other sister got married at the age of 12 years to a man older enough to become her grandfather. But a few years later, she died of HIV and AIDS-related diseases. She left four children in her early 20s. And my other sister got married again at the age of 16. Few years later, she was diagnosed of HIV. But she survived. I was aware of what my sister were going through, but what did I do? I ran away and become an international marathon runner. I got international recognition. I was lucky to get that exposure, but I left them behind. What is really happening in Zimbabwe right now? Teenage girls between the ages of 10 years to 16 years are in danger of forced and early child marriages in the marginalized areas and rural communities of Zimbabwe. The patriarchy society had values, norms, and beliefs that devalue women and girls. Religion. There are also religious sects that believes in purity and virginity before marriage. In quest of these, they take young girls who are just getting to puberty stage from the ages of 10 years to 12 years or 13 years. They take them and check their virginity test, which is also sexual violence and sexual abuse to them, to these girls. What do? They take all of them, those who pass virginity test, they get a mark on their forehead, and they are lined in front of the church and the male congregants, older enough to become their fathers and grandfathers, who come and pick and choose this so-called fresh meat. I'm now aware of what my sisters went through, the pain and the suffering. But enough is enough. I've started a race, a new race, with organization Waruka. Waruka is a Shona name that means take a leap or jump, which empowers teenage girls to run away from forced and early childhood marriages to personality development. I understand some of you are now saying, hey man, you are a man and you want to work with teenage girls. How can that be? I have three things that I want to tell you. First of all, I'm a father of a teenage girl. That alone, I don't want my daughter or any other child to go through what my sisters went through. Secondly, remember I told you that I was a marathon runner. I just want to explain what happens in a marathon. When you are starting a race, you are happy to belong because there are a lot of people and it's exciting. But when the race starts, in between, halfway, you start to feel your muscles aching. Your whole body will be aching. But towards the end, your brain will shatter and everything around you will tell you to quit because you don't have any more energy. But I was victorious. This is the same thing that happens to these teenage girls in their lives. Because they were taught, they are in the system. It's good and they like it. They are happy when it starts. But as they get into these marriages, the reality kicks in like that. And most of them would quit, would want to commit suicide. But I'm here now to give them the victorious courage, to make them that they become victory. I'm so passionate about this, but I can't do this alone. I'll be working with with women who are so like-minded, who would also protect these teenage girls. Together with these women and Waruka, we are going to go into these communities in the rural areas, and we are going to reorientate the teenage girls first. Because they were taught to believe it's right. And secondly, we are going to empower them with their human rights. We are also going to work with parents. Because we want to give them something in return, in exchange of letting their girls to grow. What are we going to do? We are going to make sure that we create projects like agro-farming at a small scale, agro-gardening, that they will grow and make sure that they have something to eat. That would also be a mode of living and let the girls to grow. Remember the video you have seen? Some of you might be disturbed at this moment. But some of you might say, oh, this was a private affair. Why should it be public? But I believe that friend of mine who captured this video needs to be celebrated for a victorious act. We want to empower teenage girls not to be seen as commodities of victims of violence and rape and all the kind of child marriages going on. What if we empower these rural teenage girls from their communities with a smartphone as a tool to record everything that is happening behind the curtains and everything that they see, and we publish it on social media? We believe public shame is one of the major tools to end violence, victims, and abuse, and child marriages also in Zimbabwe. Thank you.